So to celebrate the new Haitzah of this edition of Teres Emes and Imre Emes from Rav Leib Leger, we're going to learn a piece. It's beautiful to see, and we could really use the chizik. What we're going to learn now is like Chelek Aleph of Mishnah. I'll continue with something. There's going to be a little bit of a get-together, a little bit of a Fabrengen after Marv. There's a lot of chizik here. You know, Rabbi Leibler Eger is talking to us, mamish now. You'll see. Vayivka b'mokam v'yorlin shem kivah ha-shemesh. Some pashas v'yed say, the whole voyage of Yaakov Avinu, which is us in Galus, and it says a very strange lashon, Vayivka b'mokam. Of course, it literally means that he bumped into the place, he encountered the place. Vayorlan Shem, and he went to lie down over there to sleep. Yesh lahavna lashon Vayivka b'mokam. So Blabla says we need to understand the lashon of Vayivka b'mokam. V'vada kishadam herlech u'pogeh b'chol mokam shetidroch b'y kafragla. Why does the Torah have to tell us such a strange thing that Vayivka b'mokam, wherever a person is walking, you're hitting the place, you're stepping on the place, you're in the place. Why does the Torah tell us such a strange thing, Vayivka b'mokam? Bavadik shadam hoylech upogeh b'chol mokim shetidroch b'kaf raglo. Adrosis chazal yiduim. Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow morning. Talk about some of the drushes of chazal. What happened over here. Ava behechrech lahavin gamal pi poshet dvarim kamashma. But besides the drushes of chazal of what happened with this place, and the place is moving from Yerushalayim to here. Something was moving. Vayivka b'mokam, unexpectedly, like bumped into Har Maria. But Lamaisa, he wasn't, of course, physically in Yerushalayim. He was in Beit El. And behechrech lahavin gam al piposhet dvarim kamashmon. What's the pshat? Why is the Torah tell us Vayivka b'mokam? Yesh lomar al pi hayidua ki abari baruch hu v'aruch shemayin nikra mokam. Now, one of the ways that we speak of Hashem is that Hashem is called mokam. Mekayim shel olam. Baruch hamokam baruch hu hamokim yinachem eschem. Ki abari baruch hu v'aruch shemayin nikra mokam. Hashem is called the place. Like Chazal say, everything that exists, he is everything that exists. He's the Mokam Shel Olam. Wherever you go, it's him. He's the Mokam. Hainu kihu hano saying kium. Even the word Mokam, you could see in the word Mokam, kium. In the word Mokam, kium. A mokum, every place, this is the place where the hat is. So this mokum that the hat is on is mekayim, the hat. It's holding it up. It's keeping it. It's sustaining it. So the mokum is a mekayim. And the label says, Shu mekum shalom shahainu ki hu anois and kiyum afilu chol gush ofrem and hadama. Every clump of dirt. Every mokum in the world, in the universe, every mokum is really, really is Baruch HaMokum Baruch Hu. Because Baruch is Mekayim. He gives kiyum, existence. I feel the whole gush of him and Hadamah to a clump of dirt. V'oysa is a mokum. And Hashem, the mokum, is Mekayim, this mokum. He creates this mokum. Well, is that Kasha Yotze Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalmi Be'er Shava? So when Yaakov was leaving Be'er Sheva, Shumokim HaKadusha, now that was a great Mokim. Be'er Sheva was a terrific Mokim. Kaidim, it's a Mokim of Kedusha. And it's the Mokim of his parents. It's a Mokim Kedusha. Shumokim HaKadusha, Umokim Avaseinu HaKadusha. Mokim HaKedusha, Umokim Avaseinu HaKadusha. V'holach l'choron, and Yaakov Avinu is v'yetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva v'yelach Haran, and he's going to Haran. Shu hipuch kolze, Haran is the opposite of Be'er Sheva. U'bavade eis sarhoi l'Yaakov, and this was obviously an eis sarhoi l'Yaakov. Was a terrible, terrible calamity. It was a terrible tragedy for Yaakov Avinu to have to leave, and we'll talk about that later tonight in Mitzvah Shem. So what does the Torah say? Ksiv vayifka b'mokam. You think that you're going away from the mokam, and you feel that you're leaving that place. And then all of a sudden you encounter the place. There's a lashon in the piyut from Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabirel, where he says, I'm not sure exactly, but I think it says, Evrach mipanecho, evrach mimcha, eilecha. I run away from you, I hide from you, Hashem, and where do I run to? To you. Hashem is the makom. I run away to you. So it says, vayivka b'makom. He bumped into the place. Hainu dvarm kemashma. Dvarm Kamashman means Shehevgiya vehidbikas atzma b'mokam mamish. He connected to, he attached himself to the mokam, Takadosh Baruch Hu, in that mokam. Because Takadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim every gush ofer, every clump of dirt, every single molecule of the air that we breathe. So, vayivka b'mokam mamish. Hayne b'chol mokam midrach kaf raglai, every step that Yaakov Avinu was taking, hidbigas atzmo b'sheresh shel hamakom, he didn't just feel the ground under his feet as stam, another place, but every step that he took, hidbigas atzmo b'sheresh shel hamakom, he attached himself to the sheresh of the makom, to the root, to the sherish of the mokim. And the sherish of the mokim is Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu. HaMechaye U'mahava Yisai. He attached himself to the mokim that gives kiyum, chiyus, existence, to that physical mokim. For Omar, and he said, and Yaakov Avinu said, Eini zoz mehamokam baruch hu. I will not ever budge. I will not move away. Mehamokam baruch hu, from the mokam, wherever I am. I will not eini zoz mehamokam baruch hu. Ad sheyishlach li Ezra mikaydesh, until he sends me help mikaydesh from his place of kedusha. V'zeh gam kein perish vayorlan sham. So Blabel explains, what does it mean vayolin sham? It doesn't just mean to rest, to lie down. Like the word malon, like a hotel they use. A malon. Malon orchim, oivrim, a place to stop, a place to rest. Lalun. So gam kein perish vayolin sham. Koloshen b'nei odom hamaftzirim dover mechavero. Reb Blabel says that Vayolansha means that Yaakov Avinu is like a person who's mafzi dov mechavero, who is desperate to get something from his friend. And he says, I want you to know, lo eilach mikan, I'm not leaving this place. Va'olin etzlocha, I'm staying right here, I'm sleeping here. I'm sleeping in this place. I'm not moving to this place. Ad shetemoli vitzoni, until you give me what I'm asking for. Lo elach mikan, v'olin estecho, ad shetemali ritzayni. עד שתמלא רצוי. והוא כעניין הנמצא בדבר חכמינו זל, ובפרנד את המדרש תנחומה, איני זוז מכאן עד שתעשי צורכי כיום הזה. I will not leave this place until you take care of what you're supposed to on this day. So how could Yaakov Avinu speak such, that way to Hashem? In other words, Yaakov Avinu was vayifka b'mokom, and here the pegia doesn't just mean that he happened to be in a place or he was walking in a place. It means that he confronted the place. And the confrontation was this. The confrontation was, Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't know why I had to leave my home and go to this horrible place, to Charan. But I believe Be'emuna Shleima, that you are the Mokum, you are the Mokum. And therefore I will not separate myself from you, I will not leave the Mokum until you help me, until I understand. And from where did Yaakov Avinu take such a koach? To kivyochel make such a demand, or to say such a thing that Vayolan Sham, that I'm staying in this place, I'm not leaving you. So the Torah goes on and says, Kivah HaShemesh. Kivah HaShemesh. The sun was setting, but Kivah HaShemesh means it was arriving. Hainu Yoda Shebemes. From where does a Jew take this koach? That no matter what he's going through, Vayifga B'mokum, I'm not leaving the Mokum. I'm not separating myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am not for a minute going to allow myself to be deluded into thinking that the Mokum that I am in now is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to allow that to happen. So from where did he take such a chizuk? So he says, Kivah HaShemesh, Hainu ki yoda shebe'emes kol achaskus sha'over alav begolus charon. Because Yaakov even knew that be'emes, all the darkness that he's going through in this golus, hurak lefisha, he knew that it's not permanent. He knew that it's rak lefisha, that it's temporary. Vayeshua muchenes va'emedes lehizgalis. And he believed every second that the Yeshua was ready and was going to be revealed. Rak le'es ata, only for this moment, right now. Hu bebchinas hester tomer venelam. He's in some deep and hidden ha'aloma, some hester, some concealment, something, some darkness that he's in right now. K'mo shkiyas ha'shemesh. So v'yolon shem kivah ha'shemesh means that he took this koach of Vayolin Sham to bind himself to Hamakom because Kivah HaShemesh, because he understood, he believed with all of his heart that whatever pain he was going through that moment, whatever darkness, whatever there was that was concealing Ezra Chamikoydesh from Yaakov Avinu, he believed that it was like Shkiyas HaShemesh. Like it was like the sunset. Asha'af shela ein haraya nidme ki'ilu ein oid shemesh ba'olam. The person never saw the sunset. So if he comes to the world and he sees for the first time the sunset, he thinks that that's it. It seems to him that the sun is gone. And it's gone forever. It's never going to come back. It's the end of it. And there are people who feel that way when the sun sets in their lives. There are people who feel that way. That whatever happiness I had, whatever there was in my life, it's gone forever. Ubemis, but of course, that's not true. Ubemis rak hol chalom mikan lefisha. Yaakov believed that the clear presence of Hashem, that awareness, that feeling of hamokim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and so on, that it was kivah HaShemesh, it was like the sun setting. That now I didn't see it, I don't see it, but this disappearance is only lefisha. It's only for the time being. Umuchenes vaimedes lechadesh oirek kibirishana. And the same way, that when the sun sets, during that time of darkness, it's only being prepared, it's getting ready to reappear and to shine. ובאור הבוקר תזרח השמש. And when the morning arrives, the sun will be shining, will rise. Kein heivin Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalom. This is how Yaakov Avinu understood the matzav that he was in Golos. Shebechinas ha-hester hu rak lefisha. That whatever hester we're going through as a people, and whatever hester somebody's going through as a person, is lefisha, it's kiva ha-shemesh. Kibchinas bias ha-shemesh, the way the sun sets, and the way that it returns. Kiva ha-shemesh, it sets and it returns. Ulezeh, and because of this, he was able to be mechazing himself, that even though he was far away from Be'er Sheva, he was far away from his parents, he was in a place of darkness and of tumah, still, vayivka b'mokum. He was able to hold on to the mokum, and in that place that he was in, he was able to connect himself in such a way to believe be'emuna shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mokum who's hidden in this mokum, and he's mekayim me in this time, in this mokum that I'm in right now. That's a way to understand on a deeper level. When Lo Aleinu, we go into a base oval to pay a shiva call, and we say, Hamokim Yinachem Eschem, Mashal Shari, listen to Yishlaim, because the person who's sitting shiva to him, to her, Lo Aleinu, it feels that that's it, the sun has set. First of all, Pashto says, I'm never going to see this person again. And that's not true, there's going to be a Tchis HaMeis. But the person feels that I'm never, ever going to enjoy this person's company again. It's finished, he's gone. The emes is that person has died, and death itself is only lefisha. It's only for that time, until tchias emesim. So, when we go away from the avel, we say hamokam yinachem eschem. Hamokam yinachem eschem. The way that Yaakov Avinu had nechama when he was mechazik himself vayifka b'mokam vayolin sham. And he wouldn't leave that place. He wouldn't let go of Hashem, Kiva Hashemish, because he knew, he believed, that whatever he was going through in life was like the sun that sets, it's going to return. It's going to return. And that's the chizuk that we give to a person who Lo Aleinu is sitting shiv. Hamokim Yinachem Eschem. This reality of Hamokim, this place that you're in right now. Hamokim is Mekayim, this place that you're sitting in. Hamokim is Mekayim you right now. Hamokim is Mekayim the mace who left the world and is in the kever. Until the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Ubedvareinu Eila, the next page, Tzadik Dalu, Ubedvareinu Eila. Now, with what we've learned, Yuvan Gam Joshes Chazal, he positive Yif Mokum Shehiskin Tfilas Arvis. So, of course, you all know that one of the things that Chazal Darshan, Yif Gibbamokum, is a Loshan Tfila, a Loshan of Davening, and that Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin Marv. He was Mesakim Tfilas Arvis in the Mokum that he was in. He was Mesakim Tfilas Arvis. So that Tfilah was not established in Yerushalayim. It wasn't established in Be'er Sheva with his parents. It was established in that Matziv that he was in Golus. In Golus, when he was holding on to the Mokum in that state that he was in Golus. There he was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. Hainush, what does it mean? What was this Takana of Marv? Hainush Ein Shum Yeyush Ba'olam Chas V'Sholom. Marv means that there's no Yeyush. There's no such thing as giving up. Vav Be'esh Nidma Ki Arvis V'Chashkes. And even at a time in your life when it seems like it's totally dark and that the sun has set. Arvis, Erev, the sun has set. And whatever you had in life that was good seems to have disappeared. Vav beish and nidma ki arvis v'chashkus hu chasu sholom. Hurak bebchines hester lefisha. It's like the sun. It's only a hester which is lefisha for the time being. K'may ha'arvis mamish, just like the night. She'in rak lefisha. It's only for the time being. In Rabbi Nachman's story of the exchanged children, so there was a point during the night in the forest where the sound was heard of the sound of ha ha of laughter in the forest at night. And in the story is the laughter of the sun. That the sun is laughing at the night, because the night thought that it was going to continue forever. The night, the darkness, believed that it had established a malchus of darkness, of suffering. And the moon, and the sun laughs at the moon. The sun laughs at the night and comes back and returns kivar shamish. K'moy ha'arvis mamish, and rakli fishov, ha'ashemish muchenis v'aymedis l'ha'ir es hayoy. And the shemesh, the sun, is muchenis v'aymedis, it's ready, it's waiting, l'ha'ir es hayoyim, to bring back the light of day. Kein ha'yeshua muchenis v'aymedis. So too, at the time of arvis, at the time of darkness, the yeshua is muchenis v'aymedis. It's only the time, it's that time when the yeshua is being prepared and the sun is going to rise. Ve'ein shum yeyush chas v'sholem ba'olam. There is no yeyush chas v'sholem ba'olam. V'zo inyan tefilas arvis. That's the inyan of ma'ariv. V'zo inyan omram zal. And now we can understand the Gemara brachas. Kol ha'soymech gu'ula l'tefilas shel arvis. You know that in halacha it's a very, very big thing to be soymech gu'ula l'tefila. That we have before we daven Shemne Esrei b'Marav, so we have Goal Yisrael, Emes V'Muna, the Baruch of Emes V'Muna and Goal Yisrael. And Chazal want us very, very badly to be careful that there should be a smichus between Geula and Tefillah. That we shouldn't make any hefsik between Geula and Tefillah. Hayin l'shesomach ha-Geula Kodim l'tefila. And of course, Geula precedes Shemoneh Esrei. Shebekoyach zehu oymid l'hespal. Because when a person is in the darkness, when it's hard, what gives him the koach to be able to get up and to open his mouth and to speak to Hashem Esbroch, to be able to daven? The only thing that gives him that ability to get up and daven is emes v'emunah, is the belief that he has kivah Hashem Esbroch. So when we daven ma'ariv, it's a bechin of vayifka b'mokim vayolin sham kivah Hashemesh. When we daven ma'ariv, when a person is going through a hard time, the koach to be able to open your mouth to say Shemoneh Esrei, to daven, to be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that koach comes from what? From the belief that the geula, the Yeshua, is kroiv alavai, is kroiv lehizgalais, is going to be mizgala, kivah Hashemesh. Vayolan sham kivah Hashemesh. Shebekor zehu oimid l'espal. Af ki le'es ata hu shal arvis v'chashkus ha'golus. Amar v'anim ha'zer. Though right now, it's dark. Right now, it's golus. So how does he have the korach to daven? Nochoin liboy batuach. The answer is, because his heart trusts. Ki ha'geula muchenes v'oimedes. That the geula is muchenes v'oimedes. It's the night, and kivah Hashemesh, and the sun has set, but it's going to return. V'chashkus ha'golus rak l'fisha, and the darkness of golus, of what we're going through, is l'fisha, is for this time. Ad eis keitz, till there will no longer be any darkness. Muvtach lo yishu ben olam haba. So the Chazal make a very big promise. Chazal say that a person who's somer gula tefila is muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. This is a Jew who's a ben olam haba. He's a ben olam haba, the good person. Hain l'shagula kroiv alavai. He doesn't get distracted by olam hazeh. He doesn't lose himself in the darkness of olam hazeh. He's somer gula tefila, is a ben olam haba. To be able to come to that ultimate time when the case will be forever, there will no longer be any darkness. V'inyin habitachin hazeh. So Reb Leibel says, this bitachon, this trust that a Jew has. Romas gam kein David HaMelech olam shalom ha'posik. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezrei, that we say in davening every day. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezrei. Sivrei al Hashem elokav, oysa shamayim v'arutz v'chul. So fortunate Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezra. Fortunate is the one who the God of Yaakov, who kel Yaakov, helps him. And this person, Sivrei el Hashem Elokov, who places his trust, his faith, in Hashem Elokov. Oisei shemayim v'aretz, the creator of heaven and earth. So Leibel explains, Hainu, Ashrei ha'ish ha'oimed b'bitachon gadol hazeh. Fortunate is the person who lives in such a state of bitachon, with such tremendous bitachon. Veinu misyayish chas v'sholom la'olam. And he's never ever misyayish. Einu misyayish chas v'sholom la'olam. Va'af sheyedeya benafshoi shiflus erchoi. Even though he knows better than anyone, he knows himself how low a person he is, how little worth he sees in his life, how much darkness there is in his life. Ki apochus shebepchusim. He sees himself as being pochus shebepchusim. He sees himself being like a clump of dirt. He doesn't lose his hope and faith in Hashem. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezra sivrei el Hashem Elokav, oisei shamayim v'aretz. Why is that the oisei shamayim v'aretz? He trusts in Hashem who created heaven and earth. He trusts in Hashem because Hashem is hamokim. And every single clump of dirt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, it means that it has a purpose. It's not finished. The Gamani Maisei Yodav Yisbarach. Look what our label says, such a lashon. And the Zu reminds himself, V'gam ani, with all of the bad things I've done in my life, V'gam ani Maisei Yodav Yisbarach, I'm still Maisei Yodav Yisbarach. I'm still a person that the Baruch Shalom created. He has a tachlis with me. I'm alive. It could be that I've acted like a clump of dirt. I act like that. But Hashem is Oysa Shemayim V'Oros. Asher Shekel Yaakov Be'ezra. Sivrei El Hashem Elokov Oysa Shemayim V'Oros. V'gam Ani Ma'isi Yodav Yisbarach. I'm sure you know the Ma'isa from Rabbi Moshe Lev Sasswitz. I think I told it maybe last year. But there was somebody that wasn't Jewish, and he was up late carrying on with some friends, whatever it was. It was very, very late, and there was everybody was sleeping. You know, it was, all the lights were out in town, and there was only one place where there was a candle still burning, and that was the house of the Rav, of the Rabbi, Rav Moshe Leib Sasse, was chusik. So this shikha, this drunk, he comes banging on the door, and Rav Moshe Leib got very frightened. What's going on over here so late at night? And he opened the door a little bit, and he looked, and he saw that it was this peasant, this shikha, this drunk, a guy. And Moshe Leib Sasse wanted to close the door. And the guy said, "You have a place for me to sleep?" You know, he wanted a vayolin sham, a yivka, vayolin. He wanted to sleep there. Kivah HaShemesh. And Moshe Leib Sasse said to him, "What are you starting with me? Go to your own place. I go to the church. What are you starting over here with me?" So Moshe Leib Sasse said that this is one of the times in his life that he was outsmarted, that he was outwitted, and it was by a shikha mamish. He said that the guy said to him, "I don't understand. If the creator of the universe, for whatever reason, sees fit that I exist, then why wouldn't the rabbi of Sasse think that I have any purpose to my life, that I have any reason to exist, that he wouldn't even open the door for me?" He said, such a strong lashon to Moshe Leib Sasse, who took him in. He had a big chizik from what he said. V'gamani ma'isi od yisbarach. V'gamani ma'isi od yisbarach. I'm also ma'isi od yisbarach. B'vada gam avuri muchenes yeshuasa. And the b'vadai gam avuri for me too muchenes yeshuasa. The sun's going to rise for me too. B'vada gam avuri muchenes yeshuasa. And you know why? This is what the guy was saying. This is what the shikha was saying to Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasse. Ki dai belukusa yisbarach l'hayishia chol boi oylam. The Baruch Shalom, there's enough of the Baruch Shalom for everybody. Shadai belukusa yisbarach l'hayishia chol boi oylam. The Baruch Shalom, even for me, he was saying. Even for me. even for a nobody like me. There's also a Rabbi Shalom. There's also a Yeshua. Dai belukusi is baruch lishila chol ba'ilam. Hashem is baruch has enough of himself to bring a Yeshua for everything that exists. L'zayis enim esyai shmelav gil hafsi betfil. Therefore, a Jew doesn't give up. No matter what you've done in your life, you don't stop davening. Like Yaakov Avinu, v'yolun sham. I'm staying here. I'm not leaving you. Even though it looks on the outside like you've pushed me away, like you hate me and you're sick of me and you're disgusted with me, v'yolun sham v'yivke b'mokum. I'm not leaving you. And yizaz mika. Because you're the mokum. That's called Soymech Geula L'Tvil. That's Smichas Geula L'Tvil. V'mamish v'yivke b'mokum v'yolun sham kiva ha-shamish. Kiva ha-shamish. The sun will rise. Ulezer Nirmas Barosha Tevis. And Reb Leibler says, this is hinted at in the Barosha Tevis. You know, he's very big, Reb Leibler, with the gematria of the Barosha Tevis. He does a lot of that. So he says it's hinted at here. Ulezer Nirmas Barosha Tevis Vayivka B'mokim Vav Beis Vayolin Shom Vav Shin. Gematria. It's the gematria of Hashem HaKodesh, Shin Dalad Yud. So the gematria of the Rosh HaTevis is Shin Dalad Yud. Now that name, Shin Dalad Yud, is Haroi Mizlinin Hazeh, is hinting to what we just learned. Shedai B'Lukusa L'Chol Boya Olam. Shedai L'Lukusa B'Chol Boya. The name Shin Dalad Yud, Chazal say, Shedai B'Lukusa Boya Olam, there's enough Elukus for everything that exists. Everything has a mokum because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim, everything. And Shin Dalad Yud means Shaddai B'Lukus L'Kol Olam, to everything that exists. So think of the shikah standing there in the doorway of Rav Moshe Lev Sasver with his foot in the door, and the Rebbe is trying to get rid of this guy, push him out, and the mezuzah with the Shin Dalad Yud is standing over there. And the mezuzah says on his Shin Dalad Yud, Shaddai B'Lukus L'Kol Bir Yud. The Baruch Shem says, I have for everybody. Ve'ein shum yeish chas v'shom. Ve'ein shum yeish chas v'shom v'oilam. When the tzaddikim, Tfereshloim, the tzaddikim say, when the Gemara says, Aklal yeish lemidaz, means the person who's Messiah, it's because he doesn't understand. Yeish is lemidaz. Ve'ein shum yeish chas v'shom v'oilam. There was no yeish. Because it's 100% certain that Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Maka, that Hashem doesn't give a Maka, a patch. He doesn't bring Hester, Choshech, suffering and difficulties. Ela im Kain Bayer Refuah Tchila, the Gemara says. Ela im Kain, first Hashem has the Refuah, the cure is ready. Kiva Hashemesh. The cure, the refuah, the Yeshua. Ki kreva Yeshuasi lavai, v'tzidkasi higalais. We say those words in the Haftarah that we lay on Atanas. Kreva Yeshuasi v'tzidkasi higalais. At a time of Peronius, at a time of darkness. Kreva Yeshuasi lavai, v'tzidkasi higalais. B'koach ze, with this koach, Hivgiyah b'mokim v'yolun sham. Yaakov Avinu was Hivgiyah b'mokim. And v'yolun sham. And he wouldn't let go. Well, is that Timsa? And that's why, if you look, he says, Shesoyfei teveis, if you look at the end letters, where it says, Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava v'yelach, is the gematria refuah. Cure, healing. So Rav Leibel puts together, he says, V'zehu v'yetze, v'yetze. Hainu, this means hainu, tekef acha sheyotze, right after he left Be'er, which was very, very hard. But right after Yaakovina left Be'er, v'yetze, he's leaving the place of, he's leaving his home, his parents. V'yetze, she tekef, hainu, tekef acha sheyotze, heven zaitz. Sha'rufua hamarumas davke b'soyfe tevis, Yaakov mi Be'er Shava Vayelach, that the refuah is hinted at already there that it's going to come. That's why it's the Sefer Teves, the end letters, because it's going to be in the end. Hu kaidim lecharana, and that's before the word charana, because the refuah was prepared before he would get to Golos. There was already a refuah prepared. When he left Be'er Sheva, the refuah was already there. The refuah was already prepared. Hashem prepared the refuah before Charan, before Yaakov was in Charan. Right away, by Vayetze Yaakov, there's already the refuah is ready. And therefore, we see that Achas Shahaya B'Charan, we'll talk more about this in Mitzvah a little bit later tonight. Once he was already in Charan, and he began over time to realize all of the Tovus that were hidden in this whole Esek of him being sent to Golus, what the Baruch Shalom was getting ready for him. Not just a sunrise, but all the Shvatim and the whole Gula, everything was being prepared. So once Yaakov realized this, Ksiv Gamke, he says, Vayoyme Yaakov kasheroi machne lukim zeh. Machne lukim zeh. And he saw all the malachim, and he saw the whole family. Machne lukim zeh. Sefer Teves gematria refuah. The last letters, Yaakov, kasheroim machne lukim zeh. The last letters of the gematria refuah. V'gamkein sefer teves davka. That's why it's the last letters. The refuah are the last letters. When he left Be'er Sheva, also, the gematria was the last letters. And now the gematria, when everything was already, when he sees the Yeshua in front of his eyes. V'zeh v'yoymer. So he says, what's the pshat and posse? V'yoymer Yaakov kashomor machin al kimzeh. V'yoymer hainu sh'at in nizgalo yisayif ma'yisezeh. Well, now is Nizgala lo yisayif ma'yisezeh. Now Yaakov knew, understands what's the Seif Maisiv, what all that I went through, what was the Tachlis. Kasheroi Machne Lekim, Haina Bechinas Adinim, Sha'ovru Neged Einov, when he looked back now on the Machne Lekim, and all the Dinim that he went through, because Elokim, Machne Lekim is a camp of Elokim. Elokim means Midas Adin. And now he looks back on all the Midas Adin that he went through, and how difficult that night was. Hanuk B'Shem Machne Lekim. Sofer de Milsahu, that's why it's the last letters, is the Gematria Refuah. Because Sofer de Milsa, the Sof Mais is what? Mole Refuah. It's all Mole Refuah. It's all Kiva Hashemesh. Mole Refuah. It's filled with the Refuahs and Yeshuas. Ashabar Hashem Kodun Lamaka. And all of that was prepared by Vayetze Yaakov Beshov, all of that. And now what? Vayemek Kasharod Machna Lakim Zeh. And now he says, the whole Machna Lakim that I lived through, This is what it was. This is what it's all about. This is what it's for. V'zeshem esayim. V'zeshem esayim ha-posik milas zeh. So the posik ends with the word zeh. Machna lekim zeh. Kamara be'etzba. What's machna lekim? It should just say machna lekim. What's machna lekim zeh? Because the word zeh is like when a person is pointing to something that's right in front of him. Zeh Hashem kivinu lai. Zeh. Zeh Hashem esayim apasuk mila zeh. Kamari be'etzba, like pointing with the finger. Ah, zehu ha-toyve v'yishu. This is the toyve in the Yeshua. Here is the sun. The sun has returned. This was the toyve in Yeshua. The Baruch Shalom was preparing the whole time that was ready. Zeh, Machnel Kim Zeh, this is it. I went through the Machnel Kim, all of it was Zeh. Zehu atayu v'yeshua. Kini loshna kosov al azman hamakuvel onav mehebi ameinu. The way the Pasuk in Yeshaya talks about what's going to be at the end of time when Mashiach comes. V'omar b'yoymahu hinei elokeinu zeh. Kivinu loy v'yeshienu. Ay, zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Again, it says, Hine Elokeinu Zeh. We went through so many years of Elokeinu, of Elokim, Midas Adin. Oh, hinei elokeinu zeh, all of the years that we went through of din, kivinu loy. We always had hope in him. We didn't give up. Vayifka b'mokim, vayolan sham. We held on. We held on strong. Vayifka b'mokim, vayolan sham. All those years of elokeinu, hinei elokeinu zeh, kivinu loy. We always had hope in him. V'yeshienu. And he saved us. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. That is pointing. Zeh Hashem. That is exactly all the years what we were believing in. That's exactly what we knew was going to be. That's exactly what gave us the strength to continue on through the years of living in Machne Lakim, living in this camp or that camp of Din. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Nagila v'nismucha b'Yeshua also. Nagila v'nismucha b'Yeshua also. It's an unbelievable chizik, this, what the label is saying. Zah Hashem kivinu loy. Now everybody says Zah Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Before, it's talking about while we were in Golis. Hina elokeinu zeh. While we were in Golis, we held on to him, and we believed ki'ilu we could see with our eyes, in Golis, during the time of elokeinu. Hina elokeinu zeh. But now it's talking about already the Gula, and it says what? Kivinu lo v'yeshinu, Zeh Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Kivinu lo. This is the Yudke Vavke. This is the Midas Harachamim that we were hoping for. Well, to be able to go through what these families went through this past week, and what all of Am Yisrael went through this past week, and to be able to say these words, Hine elokeinu zeh kivinu lo v'yeshienu, zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Nagila, to wait until the final Yeshua, when we're going to say, zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Even though b'shas ma'aseh, it looked like that was it, like the sun is gone, finished. That's it, it's done. Hainu gam ken kolosho shom Yaakov, olu v'sholom b'eish, shohayu lo ha'gula michor. Similar to what it says in Pasuk. When Yaakov had his gula, kasheroi machne lukim, it says in pasuk machne lukim zeh Hashem kivinu lo. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what Hashem is cooking up all of this time, and we had to go through. We had to go through the machne lukim. That's not part of the discussion. Why does it have to be in such a way? We had to go through the machne lukim to come to zeh Hashem kivinu lo. We had to go through that camp of machne lukim. Of course, all of the others went through. Is Kimaisi Ovis is similar bonum. Kimaisi Ovis similar bonum. So that's what we go through. Vayidei ha-golus shaloi l'choron, and through the golus that Yaakovino experienced by being in Choron, vayidei ha-golus shaloi l'choron, po'al gam kein ala golus achel hazeh. He was poyel to help us during the long golus that we're in right now. By da golus shloi lecharen, Paul gam kena al golus echel azeh. Sha'achas she is galalon of mehera agul hamitis, when quickly, when soon, the gul hamitis will be revealed. Ve'inenu sirena, and our eyes will be zoichet to see. Ki be'emes hayom olei toiva, that the truth is, that all of the time that we thought that everything was bad, it was molei toiv. It was filled with toiv. So we're going to say these words. On that day, hinei lukenu zekivino. Hainu zeha kivui. This was the kivui, the hope. This was the kivui. The tikva, the kivui. This was the hope during all those hard years. Hainu zeha kivui ashekivino. When we were living through that time of Elokeinu, of Machne Elokim, of the Midas Adin, Shebevadai hu l'toiva, that bevadai hu l'toiva, by Yeshua Mulchenes Lova, and every person who has to sit shiva, and we tell that person, Hamokim Minachem Eschem, that person is going to come with all of us to that time where he's going to be able to say Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, Nagila v'nismucha b'Yeshua also, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Atan is gal ki zeh havaya ki vinula. Yud ke vavke. Midas arachma. Zeh havaya ki vinula. Kemur be'etzba zehu hatay arachma. To be able to see and to point with the finger and to say zeh ki vinula. Zeh Hashem. Zeh yud ke vavke ki vinula. Kemur be'etzba zehu hatay arachma. V'chin is shem havaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Havaya Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Asher kivinu lo, umiato, and from now on, there's only going to be one thing. Only Nagila v'nismacha b'Yeshuasa. There's only going to be joy, to rejoice in the Yeshua. V'hi rotzen sh'maisi oves yev imheir simen toiv labonim. Should be that the maisi oves should be quickly. A simen labonim b'mheir yimeinu amein. We should be zaychim as Hashem. Yeah, we could have Mark. I was talking about Mark, we should have Mark.